Rav Shabbos, Parshas Matos Masei, Tavshin Ayin. Parshas Masei begins, Eila Masei B'nai Yisrael. These are the travels of B'nai Yisrael, Asher Yotzei Meretz Mitzrayim, when they went out of Meretz Mitzrayim, L'tzevoisa B'yan Moshe V'aharon. V'yichtev Moshe, Moshe wrote down, Es Mitzoyem L'Maseyem, Al-Pi Hashem, V'eila Maseyem L'Mitzoyem. A difficult pasuk to read, a difficult pasuk to understand. Moshe wrote down the mitzoehem, the going-ons, the happenings, the things that they found themselves, the ordeals that Klal Yisrael found themselves having, lemaseyem, according to their travels. And ve'ei lemaseyem, and these are their travels, these are their journeys, lemaseyem, to the things that went on, to the goings on and the things that they found themselves dealing with. It's a mouthful. But the obvious question is, well, what does it mean, and why is the pasuk inverting it from the beginning of the pasuk to the end of the pasuk? So I once heard from my Rebbe, the Mashkiach, he explained the pasuk is saying like this. When a person goes on a journey and he gets to his destination, so when he's relating over the things that happened on that trip, so he usually says, well, we were going to this and this place, and this took place, and this happened, and we got into a little mess over here, and a good thing happened over here. They're just secondary. They're just agavurcha. The main thing is the destination. The main thing was the trip. And all other things that happened are just ancillary to that. And the pasuk here is saying that that's not the case. Aside from the destination being a goal and being important, the reason why a person would go on a particular destination is also orchestrated by Hashem, and that could be the particular reason why the person is going on that destination. Not only as mitzoeyem l'maseyem, not only the things that happened to them, and the things they found themselves dealing with l'maseyem while they're going on their destination in Rut Eretz Yisrael, but ve l'maseyem, but these are the journeys that they took l'mitzoeyem, to have those things happen to them. That's the pshat in the pasuk. We take, for example, like the Chavis Lavavis writes, that why do we have to work in order to learn, to earn a living, to get our parnasa? Because Baruch Hu couldn't provide for us. Hashem provides for all the animals sustenance and shelter without them having to get a college degree, without them having to go out to work every day and deal with annoying employers or frustrating employees and co-workers. So why did Hashem make us do it? So the Chavis Lavavis says two reasons. One reason is that we should be busy, we should be productive, because otherwise the Eitz Hara would get us. A second reason is because this is the way that we could be Mekayim the Torah. There's a whole section of Shulchan Aruch Chesh and Mishpat, and many people have questions that come up and that they deal properly with the halachas in Shulchan Aruch, the halachas in Chesh and Mishpat, in their business dealings. A lot of things come up in also other areas. Archaim, Yeridea, Evan Ezer. It could be Shilas of Hilchas Yichud. It could be Shilas of Minyanim, Davening, Shabbos. All of Shulchan Aruch comes up, we're faced with challenges through our means of Parnasa. But the point is not only, yes, we have to earn a Parnasa, but the way Hashem made it was in order to go through all of that in order to have the mitzvahim as well. And take a simple mashal. Person takes a trip, goes on a plane, and it's a 6-hour journey, and he's saying over the story, well, middle of journey, this guy was sitting next to me, he was interested in Judaism, that turns out he was a Jew, and this, we had a nice conversation, that was nice. And then also, one of the stewardesses was terribly cruel to me, and the whole issue, back and forth. And he goes on with life, he made it to his destination. And it could be that the reason why he took that masa, that journey on that particular time, was in order to him to face up and meet that Jew, in order to him to have that nisayon with that stewardess, and that's what the pasuk here means. So we should never lose sight that we're just going on the journey, just to the point to get to the destination. But it's rather, it's the mitzvahim themselves that could be equally as important and maybe even perhaps even more important. A person is le'aleinu a chayla. A person knows of a chayla, someone who is ill. And could be weeks or months that the person goes through that ordeal being sick, or the relative is sick, and then Baruch Hashem will get better. So in the end, Baruch Hashem, he's better, all is well. And maybe they'll say some things that happened during the course of time that the person was ill. And here the Torah is saying, no, that's not the point. The point is not only the masa, but it's also the mitzayim. It's also, you know, that day, I remember that day, I had a very good tefillah. When that day, someone great came into the hospital, and we asked him for a bracha, and he gave a bracha. And all of those are part of the stories as well, and they should be written down in the Chronicles too. Vayichtei Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote this down. This is obviously for Klal Yisrael, but every person writing his own diary, it says he has to write not only Motzeiim L'Maseiim, but also Maseiim L'Motzeiim. Rashi brings the Tanchuma, which gives a mashal. Rashi says, Mashal Amelach Shei B'nei Chayla. His son was sick, and he took him to a faraway place in order to get treatment. When they're coming back, his chalav of meina kol hamasois. So the father started relating over. Oh, you remember this trip? We went over here, and we had to stop over here, and we had a setback over here. Amalai, the father says, Kan yoshanenu, here you slept. Kan hoikarnu, here you had like a coolish. A fever, kan choshash des reshecha, here your head was hurting. So, sounds like just a nice story, a mashal. The Miriamis says, no, the mashal is very, very particular, very exact. Kan yoshanu here, remember when we were at Har Sinai, the night before the receiving of the Torah, what happened? We slept. And that was a problem. And we learned our mistake. Kanoi Karnu here, this coolness happened. What was that? That's when we met up with Amalek, Asher Korcho Baderech. Kan Choshash Es Reshecha, I believe he says referring to the Egel, where we had problems with our outlook, Avayda Zara, something that deals with the Seichel, with the Reish. In other words, the father is relating over not only the journey, but the things that happened, the ordeals that took place even within the journey. Mesfasemis says a beautiful thing. How many Masais were there?
42
Masais. But as well, there were 7 times that they had to go back. There were setbacks. The Chazal say it was because of Chatoim. They were traveling, but at times they were not up to par. Kosh Baruch Hu had to make them go in reverse. They had to go back. So it's 42 plus 7. So the Sfasema says in total that's 49. He says because the 49, as the parsha starts off here, this is the Masim Nisar Sheyotzu Me'eretz Mitzrayim. When we had Me'eretz Mitzrayim, we had 49 days. That was the quick and the easy way to get to Matan Torah. Go from Eretz Yisrael to Matan Torah. Hashem says, that I gave you, that was a freebie. Like everything in life, Hashem gives it to us quickly, and then we have to work on it. And after that, it's 49 journeys. Corresponding to the 49 days, 49 journeys to really get out of Mitzrayim. To really leave Mitzrayim and get to Eretz Yisrael. And the leaving of Mitzrayim, he says, is just a metaphor. That the way we get closer to the Rebbeinu Shleilam is that we leave the Gashmias to come closer to the Ruchnias. Chas v'shalom, he says, don't think Gashmias is bad. Hashem makes things nice. Hashem puts chayin and yishmak in things because we have to utilize them for Avodas Hashem. But that's the difference. Mitzrayim used all the Gashmias just for themselves. in our route from Mitzrayim, getting us out of Eretz Mitzrayim. Now, Shayotzu Eretz Mitzrayim, not only physically getting out of Mitzrayim, but in an attitude and in a ruchniistic sense, getting out of Eretz Mitzrayim and getting closer to Eretz Yisrael, which means getting closer to the Rabbeinu Shloim, is to leave that Gashmias for the purpose of ourselves and use the Gashmias and certainly the ruchnias for the purposes of getting close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why there were 49. Ironically, he doesn't point this out, but you see, why is it only the 7 setbacks? Like the Pasuk says, Sheva Yipol Tzadik V'kam. Indeed, the Tzadik has setbacks. Perhaps 7 times he falls down, but V'kam, then he gets up. But all those 7 times are part of the journey. It's not only the Masa, in the end he got up. No, these 7 setbacks are all part of, they're listed and they're counted. Because it's not only the Meitzayim L'Maseyim, it's not only what happened in the destination, but it's also the Maseyim in our journeys that we went through in order to get the Meitzayim. Agunar Shabbos. Wow.